Senator Bob Casey stopped at Philadelphia's 30th Street Station before taking the train down to Washington. The House had sent over to the Senate a bill that would avert a government shutdown but postpone the Affordable Care Act by 1 year. Casey says Republicans in the House need to keep the issues separate.
That way the government can function. We can have a functioning government Tuesday morning, and then we can continue to have debates about any issue that they want to talk about.
Later in the day, Casey and other Democrats killed the House bill on a party-line vote. But in doing so, Casey also shot down something he actually supports, repealing a 2.3% tax on medical device makers.
I've already compromised here.
Casey has worked to repeal the tax for months and doesn't relish voting to keep it. He's one of several key Democrats pulling in large amounts of financial support from the biotech industry.
The medical device tax is incredibly damaging to Pennsylvania's economy.
Chris Molyneux heads up PA Bio, a statewide trade association representing pharma, biotech, and medical device makers. He says the tax is especially onerous since it's levied on sales, not profits, and his group will continue to push hard for repeal.
We would like to see the medical device tax repealed, no matter what form that it comes in, no matter what piece of legislation it rides on. It's disappointing that the Senate did not vote to approve the legislation that included the device tax repeal.
The 2.3% levy is projected to raise about $30 billion over 10 years. The rationale behind it was that the health law will increase business for medical device makers, and they should chip in too. I'm Zach Seward, WHYY News.